Welcome back, because this will be your third go-round with the Raiders, correct?
Yes, it will be. Thank you for noticing and remembering. Started back in 87 as a wannabe NFL player, and I went through camp there for 4 years, and then I was here in 07 and 08, and back for my third time. I'm very excited to.
You had the choice to be a Raider again, and what made the decision for you?
It was a decision based on the change of infrastructure that's been in the building. I was very excited to get to meet and talk with Reggie McKenzie. I knew Dennis quite a bit from my years working with him in Atlanta. And so their mindset on how to run an organization and how to build a team was very in line with what I believed in. What Dennis brings to the plate is exciting for me to be a part of. His organizational skills, for one, is a similar pattern that I grew up with, and it's going to help a team have success and get through tough times together. But more importantly, he really can relate to players. He can touch different guys in different ways because he's a good communicator. One of the most important skills my mother taught me was to be a good listener. Dennis is a good listener. He'll listen to his coaches. He'll listen to his players. And then he'll have to make a decision, and that's what you have to do as a leader.
How would you describe your style of coaching?
I was raised by two teachers. So I think you have to learn that there's sometimes you need to bark a little bit, and sometimes you need to soft talk a little bit. And a lot of it's dictated on the individuals you're talking to. So it's important that I find out which buttons are the right buttons to push with each individual on offense. I truly believe that if I do the planning and preparation ahead of schedule, then I give the players a better chance to succeed on Sunday. It's important that I do the six P's. You do know what those are, don't you?
Do tell.
Prior planning prevents piss poor performance.
How fast can those guys get around?
I believe in being a balanced play caller. I believe the run game is really how you win games, and the pass game is how you score points. You gotta have both to keep a defense honest.
He's got it! Touchdown!
I'm really excited to bring back what I learned in Houston the last couple of years with Gary Kubiak's offense out there and the stuff they do off the zone scheme that I'm really comfortable with. It's nice to have Carson Palmer as the quarterback, an established quarterback that really understands the game well. There's a lot of good young receivers. Obviously, Darren McFadden is one of the top five running backs in the league. Darren gives you the ability for a home run anytime he touches the ball. But I'm a big believer in the zone blocking scheme. And I can say that because I've been through four different teams with four different O-line coaches, with four different running backs, four different sets of linemen. And in those four different places, Warrick Dunn had his career best season. Justin Vargas here ran for 1,000 yards in three quarters of a season. Justin Forsett up in Seattle ran for a half a year, had over 600 yards in a half a season and 5 yards a carry. And then obviously a guy named Arian Foster in the zone scheme went undrafted and leads the NFL in rushing. Darren's got that kind of ability to be like Arian, and then some. He can just, if he gets in the open field, he can score. I think there's a pretty good mix of veterans when you look at the whole team, both offense, defense, and special teams, along with young guys that it makes for a good blend so that when you do hit some tough times during the season, which is true for every team in the league, your veterans will help pull you through.